Well, Chad, you and I have spoke numerous times in recent years about things that you've been doing here and that Blackberry Oaks has been adding to enhance the golf experience, especially with the golf boom since COVID. And yet there's more improvements and more news here at Blackberry Oaks. And Chad Johansson, welcome back to Golfers on Golf.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rory. Yeah, golf is definitely booming, like you said. We are just, I've never seen this place so busy. I've been here for 24 years now, and, you know, we are very, very excited to announce a new superintendent that we have out here, and I think he's going to do marvelous things out here.
Well, Chad, I know that that is one way to really improve the golf product that you deliver to your golfers out here is conditioning. And we'll get with John Hardy in just a second. But I know as the general manager and head professional here, you've studied the conditions, everything from the tees to the greens to the bunkers and so forth, and tees, and slowly helped to build a conditioning program that will enhance everything from the turf to everything else that's part of the golf course.
Yeah, you know, Blackberry Oaks, it's such a special place out here in the western suburbs, and it's always in great condition, and there's always little things that I think can always get better, and having someone on board that really knows kind of how to take it to the next level is what I am super excited about.
Well, Chad, I know that participation here has increased in recent years. It's not just the so-called COVID golf boom, but you continue to build your junior program here and other different leagues and programs that you're offering. And I know you've told me in the past the numbers started small, but over the years you've just seen them explode to big numbers, to where you've trying to fit everybody in that wants to sign up here. So tell us about, you know, how Blackberry Oaks is just welcoming more and more golfers every season.
Rory, it's kind of hard to believe what has happened out here. You know, our senior league, I remember, God, when I started here, I had nine seniors in our league. And right now I have 178 seniors in our roster, with 120 of them playing every Tuesday morning. We also had a ladies league we started last year, and we had about 18 ladies in our ladies league. And this year we have 84 ladies set up in our league. And my junior program has come such a far way. 2005, I had five kids, and now I'm pushing over 700 kids. So it's, you know, I'm living the dream, Rory.
Yeah, well, your slogan, Kids Rule, it seems like people know a lot about that. And at the same time, you've recently even won an award for your work with youth golf. Congratulations from Golfers on Golf. And tell our listeners what you were recently awarded with from the Illinois PGA section.
Yeah, I was just recently awarded as the Illinois PGA Youth Player Development Award winner, which is always been a dream of mine, and hard to believe that I've accomplished that. And I'm just looking forward to the summertime now.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the Blackberry Oaks Callaway hat, and you were also honored last year. We saw your golf bag at the PGA merchandise show in Orlando, but tell us about the feeling of being recognized by Callaway Golf on a national level as their staff professional of the year.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to believe that came to be, but you know, Callaway Golf has been so incredibly, you know, they do everything for me. It's such a good brand, and it's a partnership that I very cherish right now, deeply.
Well, Chad, I know that you've worked very hard in continuing to find ways to improve Blackberry Oaks, and you've got a pretty special announcement. You've added a great addition to your staff. Tell us a little bit about your new addition here to Blackberry Oaks, and how he will hopefully help you improve everything here at Blackberry Oaks style.
You know, it's hard to believe that this all came about. You know, John Hardy came from Chicago Golf Club, which is one of my favorite golf courses in the world to play. And I've been fortunate to play there a couple times. And, you know, just talking to him, he's a lot younger than me. And it's kind of fun talking back and forth. You know, as you know, Rory, my mind never shuts off. And I love asking him questions. And it's incredible the knowledge that he has at such a young age. And I just can't wait to watch what happens out here at Blackberry Oaks.
Well, John Hardy, welcome to the conversation here. Welcome to Blackberry Oaks. And it's got to feel great to come over here and get a chance to steer the ship. Tell us a little bit about what your first observations of Blackberry Oaks were before you accepted Chad's offer to join the club here.
My first observations, quality of turf actually was pretty good. Wasn't that bad. It was just very wet whenever I came out here. Little detail stuff, they're lacking in the details. So there's dead trees, just little stuff like that where it's not going to take much to clean it up. This place really, really good. As far as, I know you haven't asked me yet, but strides that we've made to make the place better. We've kind of shut off irrigation as far as this point goes, only watering whenever we need to. Some of these juniors out here can't even hold the greens in this tournament that they're playing in. So I think it's playing pretty well as far as I consider. I've only been here for 2 weeks too.
John, let me ask you this. So over at Chicago Golf, where you've come from, about 130-year-old golf course, Blackberry Oaks is about 100 years newer. Are there different challenges in maintaining a more modern golf course than one golf course that's been around and has the classic history that Chicago Golf does?
Not really that I can think of. I mean, every golf course every golf course has their own, like, niches. Doesn't really matter the age of it. Some have been taken care of better for longer. So that's Chicago Golf Club. They've been taken care of really well for the last 50 years. So they're probably a step ahead of us behalf. But as far as a golf course, the age of the golf course, I don't think it really matters as far as the quality. It just matters about how long you have been trying to make it a quality golf course.
Well, I'm sure you'll be in the next meeting convincing Chad and the ownership group to add a punch bowl green, a Barrett style green, and some of the classic terms we hear in the days from courses designed like from C.B. McDonald and the Seth Rainers of the world.
That'd be great. and make this place stick out. I mean, obviously, but and the construction of the greens here, it's pretty good. The undulations are way more subtle than other golf courses that I've worked at, but they're still there. I mean, talking about template holes, number 7 out here, it's basically a reverse Redan, but on a par 5. So if you really think about it, I might be grasping at straws, but it's there.
Well, John, sometimes the other thing is, especially with courses that might be landlocked in terms of adding yardage, but they can add strategy in where plant a tree or they put in a new tee box and move it to maybe a bunker gets moved back or forward, and just also in keeping up with today's technology of the game. Are you starting to look for places where maybe you can add a little more strategy to the golf course and not something that's going to take away from the fun enjoyment from higher handicap players, junior players, or new players to the game?
That's the thing. We want people to come out here and have a good time. So some of the hazards out there are already bombable by other golfers. So there's areas that we can expand back as far as tee boxes go. Number 7 can get a little bit longer. Number 4 can get a little bit longer, and that'll make things more difficult. But as far as like placing things in other areas, I think that would make it not as fun for the higher handicappers.
Well, Chad, I've got to ask you, when John comes to you and say, hey, there's a bunch of remarkable things we can do. We just need that new different piece of equipment from a John Deere type company. Are you going to look at how you can improve the tools he's got to work with here in improving the Blackberry Oaks golf facility?
You know what? That's a great question, Rory. You know, I want a lawnmower that can cut this like long fescue out here. I'm sick of people losing golf balls and taking penalties. So my goal here is I'm going to keep on our new guy here. Maybe cut the fescue down a little bit more. Let's have people have a little bit more enjoyment out here instead of that long, long fescue out here. But other than that, you know, we got a new roller there. Just overall right now, you know, the golf course is just in incredible condition right now. And like I said, and this guy thinks it can even get better, which I can't wait to just sit back and watch.
John, tell us a little bit about your history in the business. We mentioned that you did work at Chicago Golf, but are there other clubs on your resume? And also, just like with Chad in the Illinois PGA, who talks with other Illinois PGA professionals and PGA professionals from outside of Illinois, do you have anybody in the superintendents, national system that you talked to, people that you worked for at other clubs as you came up through the business who you respect and really gave you some focus and direction as your career moved forward?
As far as right now, direction, focus and direction, I'm kind of looking towards more of our rep as far as, you know, what do you think can be utilized out here to make the golf course better. I have plenty of friends in the industry, you know, on the East Coast. That's where I spent 4 years out on the East Coast. I'm from South Carolina, so I worked on golf courses down there. Still have people that I know down in the Southeast. So yeah, I'll look for them for any bit of advice, but or how it's gone so far is I've just kind of been going off of what I already know. I haven't really ran into any roadblocks yet, but it's a day-to-day thing, so we'll see.
Well, so far, I know you haven't been here very long at Blackberry Oaks, but anything that's jumped out at you so far that would be the first thing you'd like to, shall we say, roll up your sleeves and get to work on?
Everybody talks about the range tee. The range tee is our bread and butter. People love to go out to the range and hit balls. I'd love to make that area a little bit better, maybe put some targets out there for people actually to aim at. Right now we have posts out there, but there's not a physical surface for people to aim at. Bunkers out here are lacking. They put this fabric in them years ago, which everybody thought was a good idea at the time. I worked on multiple golf courses that had the fabric, but it turns out that it's just not that good. Once it starts ripping up, it won't stop ripping up. So that kind of stuff we're looking at trying to fix and get it out of here.
Well, that brings me back to you, Chad. I'm sure that you'll be looking for ways to add more dollars to the maintenance budget going forward in 2025. But anyway, tell us, it sounds like you're very excited about having this new addition in your maintenance department and moving forward with the increased golf course conditioning here at Blackberry Oaks.
Yeah, you know, we're incredibly fortunate to have the owners that we have, Frank and Donna Maley and John Boughton. You know, they're here for John, whatever he needs, make the place as special as they want. You know, and then like what they did with our restaurant, we have, you know, 150 seats in our outside patio seating area called the Oaks Grill. I mean, it's a great atmosphere, live music every weekend. The place is hopping out here, Rory. That's all I could say.
Yeah, well, you'll get that junior short game improved here now with the new staff members, and the kids will be out there putting and chipping, and the next thing you know, you'll be sending out announcements how well they're playing in junior golf tournaments, other events, and maybe getting some scholarships to go play in college somewhere down the road.
I'd love for my own son to get a scholarship, but yeah, a lot of kids out here, you know, it's all about having fun, getting out here with your mom and dad, you know, enjoying the afternoon out here. That's kind of what I've always been about out here. Everyone knows I'm very passionate about kids, getting them out here smiling, hitting golf balls. You know, I'm living the dream, and I have a great facility, and now I have a really good superintendent. I am one lucky golf professional there, Rory.
All right. Well, that's the way it should be. Chad Johansson, General Manager, Head Pro, Blackberry Oaks. John Hardy, welcome to the staff here at Blackberry Oaks. I'm sure once you get some time to get out there and get a work on things, everybody will be noticing the improvements out on the golf course. Guys, thanks for joining us here today, a special edition of Golfers on Golf. And we look forward to sharing this and letting everybody who's a part of the Blackberry Oak social media and media network and everything else this club offers getting a chance to tune in and find out a little bit more.